I wonder if any of you here know what a chronograph is? Anyone? Anybody have a chronograph with them today? Yes? Indeed. A chronograph is a non-digital version of a watch. It is with all the gears and the buttons and everything. Now, how many of you have a chronograph with you today? Yeah, a few. So a chronograph was first invented in 1816, so quite a long time ago, by a French watchmaker. It was intended originally to be a pocket stopwatch for astronomers. And when this watchmaker discovered this or invented this, it kind of broke open our whole understanding of time. Because what happened when he invented this is he was able to track time to 1/60th of a second. Okay, can we all just, like, let's all count to a second right now. Ready? One. Okay, so one, now break that into 60ths. Right? So what happened when he did this was that suddenly time both felt like, it's like he got smaller, but also in doing it, he made time feel bigger, right? So recently, a few years ago, a company decided to celebrate this moment when our whole notions around time started to expand, where we started to realize there was so much more contained in a second than we thought. And they decided to have a film festival to celebrate this moment, this invention. They called it was a one-second film festival. Okay, so they asked for submissions of one-second films. Okay, so, right? It was a very short festival. No. So their theme, as they did this, they called it the beauty of a second. So they invited people to submit one-second films that captured a sense of beauty in a single second. Okay, so what I want to do, we're going to watch one of them, see how it came out. Not just one, but a compilation. One would be very fast. But it's a compilation of them all together. But before we do that, I want to invite you to think about, if you were going to submit a one-second film with the theme of the beauty of a second, what would you submit? Do you have too many options in your head? It's rare. I haven't talked to anyone yet that couldn't think of any. It was suddenly like too many. So zero in on one that you think you would submit. Then I want to invite you to turn to somebody near you. And in this, I want you to really pay attention to people around you to make sure that everyone who might want to talk gets a chance to talk. So if there's somebody near you that doesn't look like they're getting a chance to talk to somebody, go invite them into your conversation. And share with them what you would, your film. So you need to describe it like a filmmaker. So bring them into the film that you would submit in your 1 second, and what beauty you would offer there. Okay? Go ahead, share. Very, very descriptive films for the 1 second. There was lots of descriptions possible. So much is packed into that 1 second. Okay, so I'm going to show you the film. We're going to watch the compilation of one of them. And as they do, I want to tell you right away, it's going to go fast. But that's kind of the point, right, of how much is packed into just 1 second. We thought about for a moment as we were thinking about showing them, like, maybe we should slow it down. Because as they go, it's like you want to go, wait, what was that one? What was that one? But that's actually the point. Because you start to realize that everywhere, all the time, there's all of these moments happening. That actually, it's not that there's not enough beauty. There's actually too much. A couple weeks ago in the question box service, there was one question that was consistently asked in all three of the services. It was something like, how do I, in these times filled with so much hatred and division, how do I keep my heart open with love? It is a common question today. How do we keep loving this broken world? The next few Sundays, we'll take up this question. It's sort of the point of this recharge series. But for today, as we are celebrating Flower Communion and we a ritual that puts before us all this beauty, I kept thinking about this challenge of finding at every moment the beauty. The challenge to know that there's actually too much beauty. Because at a really basic level, if we're going to sustain our lives today, the answer to that question of how do we keep open our hearts, we need to stay connected centrally to the beauty. It's the beauty that will drive us forward, the beauty that will sustain us, the beauty that will remind us what we're fighting for when things are hard. And it's the beauty that keeps us from despair, reminds us who we are, connects us back to joy and hope and love. And that's what the film reminds us of, that actually the beauty is everywhere. In every second, so much more beauty than we can even take in. From the most mundane, ordinary moments, you saw some of those, to the most fabulous, fantastic moments. Even in the tragic moments, beauty overflows. It does take an intentional kind of looking, though. Like to see into the moments of life with a kind of into the deeper interconnectedness, to see that like 1/60th of a second, that in there, in the sliver of every moment, there is still that spark, that sense. So that even in the midst of something terrible, you know that there is still that love that is holding it, that makes the thing, the heartbreak, even possible, because the love is there too. It doesn't mean glossing over the suffering or the pain of life, but rather it's actually the opposite. It means taking it all the way in, and then making a commitment to live out of a story of the beauty and the love. This is one thing that I think that Norbert Chopek was after in his first effort to try out this ritual of flower communion back in 1923. He introduced it to his Czechoslovakian Unitarian congregation. He was trying to help his people bind together in a story of beauty and love. They were a people that, maybe like us today, know too much about division and disconnection. And so he wanted something that would remind them of the ways that they were all in this life together. So he went out, he was sort of walking, and he saw on the countryside flowers, and he decided on a ritual, inviting all of the people, his people then, to bring with them, like you have today, many of you have today, a flower from their garden, from the hillside, and then to place that flower in a common vase. And as they do, it reminds us each of the gifts that each of our individual gifts. No flower is the same, even the ones that come from the same plant, they aren't precisely the same. And yet, as they come together, they are more beautiful than they are on their own. It is the coming together where we can see the beauty that is actually always there, but just not always as visible. The beauty of our common life and how we are all in this life together. So in this ritual that we're going to celebrate here in a moment, we'll come forward to take a flower, and you're going to take a different one than the one you came with. And this is a symbol, a sign of our willingness, our free choice to rejoice in one another's beauty and to companion one another in our common journey together. And then after the service, we take one more step, okay? So after, you'll hold on to your flower, get this flower that's different than yours, and then after the service, we invite you to go and give that flower away as another sign of the ways that as we receive the blessing, that it is our commitment to keep passing it on, to keep making more beauty, more possible out in the world. So as we engage our ritual today, there's actually 6 compilations of those Beauty of a Second films. We're going to run them all in a loop. So if you missed that one, if you wanted to see it again, we'll show that one and then the 5 others that are out there. And we'll keep them going. So even though it will move fast, you can continue to take it all in. But as you do, take in also how quick it is and how much is packed in. Because that's the point, right? That there is always more beauty than you can even absorb. It's always there. We keep looking with our hearts and to live from this commitment that we be together this alive. Let's celebrate our flower communion.